This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'Ilui Nishmas Reb Itcher Meir Kagan and L'Zchus his new Einikol Chaya Mushka that was born on Yud Aleph Nisan. It's also sponsored L'Zchus Elazar Ben Bela Felberbaum. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'Zchus Reb Sholem Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for a Geula Kreiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the Avodah of Lag BaOmer. On the day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was preparing to leave this world, he told his son Reb Elazar and his other Talmidim who were gathered around him, "Now is an Eis Ratzin, and I am going to reveal holy concepts that I have never yet disclosed, so that I will arrive in Olam Haba without reason for embarrassment. I see that today is special, for Hashem and all the Tzaddikim are rejoicing in my celebration, my Hilula." He instructed his Talmud Reb Abba to write, Reb Elazar to repeat it, and the rest of the Talmidim to listen carefully, and then revealed to them the section of Zohar known as Idra Zuta. At that time, the Ketusha of Reb Shimon was so great that none of the Talmidim were able to gaze at him, and throughout the day a fire surrounded the house, preventing anyone from approaching it. Rabbi Abba recalls, "I was in the middle of writing when in the middle of quoting a pasuk, Reb Shimon stopped at the word Chayim. I waited, wanting to continue, but did not raise my head to see why Reb Shimon had stopped, for I was unable to look at the great light that was shining around him. Suddenly, I heard a voice call out a pasuk on the word Chayim, and then another voice called out another pasuk. I fell to the ground and wept. When the fire and the light departed, I saw that the great light, Reb Shimon, had passed away. He was lying on his right side, and his face was smiling." Soon afterwards, residents of the village of Tzipori came to take Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to bury him in their village, but the inhabitants of Meiron chased them away. Meanwhile, the bed, now outside the house, raised itself in the air while a fire burned in front of it. A voice rang out, "Come and gather for the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon." Upon entering the cave where he would be buried, another voice was heard coming from within the cave. "This man shakes up the world, and many Mekatrigim adversaries in Shamayim are silenced because of him, and Hashem is praised with him daily. Fortunate is his portion both above and below." The Arizal said that it is a mitzvah to rejoice on Lag BaOmer because of the directive of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai calling his Yahrzeit a celebration. This joy is relevant to every Yid, for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai protects the entire world from judgment. This day is also joyous because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. As a result of this special day, they began to relate to each other with proper respect. The Alter Rebbe explains that on this day, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai reached the highest level of his life, being illuminated with the light of Mashiach, and revealed some of this to his Talmidim. The Friedeker Rebbe said that Lag BaOmer is a day of revelation of Pnimius HaTorah. A Talmud of the Arizal, Reb Avraham Halevi Galanti, was a Gilgul of Yirmiyahu HaNavi who had prophesied the Churban, and therefore constantly mourned over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Every single day he would add the Tefillah of Nachem and Davening, which is usually said only on Tisha B'Av. On Lag BaOmer, the Arizal and his Talmidim went to the kever of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and Reb Avraham said Nachem as he usually did. When he finished davening, the Arizal told him, "I have just seen Reb Shimon Bar Yochai standing by his kever, and he said to me, 'Tell this man, why are you saying Nachem on a joyous day? Soon you will need to be comforted.'" Less than a month later, Reb Avraham's son passed away. Lag BaOmer was an exceptional Yom Tov by the Mittler Rebbe. He would go with the Chassidim to the field, where he would say L'chaim, something he could not usually do due to health reasons, and would perform miracles. Many childless women would be benched by the Rebbe to have sons who grow up to be Chassidim. Usually, when people came to request a bracha for children, the Mittler Rebbe would send them to his brother Reb Chaim Avraham. However, on Lag BaOmer he would bench them himself. People waited for Lag BaOmer all year long. When the Mittler Rebbe moved to Lubavitch, he reenacted the minhag of celebrating Lag BaOmer in the field outside the city. A light suda, including hard-boiled eggs, would be served, l'chaim would be said, and the chassidim would sing and dance. Towards the end of the suda, the Mittler Rebbe would arrive to say a maimer, and would then ask the elder chassidim to relate their memories of the Lag BaOmer of previous years from the words of Torah and stories that were related then. After the Rebbe left, they would continue to farbring until the evening. At a Suda Shabbos in the home of Rebbetzin Rivka on Lag BaOmer Tofrei Shnun Vav, the Chassid Reb Hendel related, From the time that the two Chassidische land managers settled near Lubavitch, the celebration was held on their grounds, together with a large and festive Suda. A week or two before Lag BaOmer, a Geirul would be drawn to decide whose field would be used. Whoever had the schus of hosting the celebration would invite the Yoishvim, the men who learned full-time in the Rebbe's Beis Medrash, and the Orchim, to come on Erev Lag BaOmer. And after an early mincha, a full Suda of fish and meat would be served. During the Suda, Maimorim would be taught, Chassidische stories told, and we would sing and dance. Generally, the Chassidim would remain awake the entire night, and then early in the morning we would daven shachris together with a minyan at length, Ba'arichis. At 11 o'clock, a milcha kesuda and l'chaim would be served, and then from 3 o'clock we would eagerly await the arrival of the Tzemach Tzedek. The entire winter of Tafresh Dalid, the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, forbade the Chassidim to come to Lubavitch due to the libel of the Maskilim, and he said Chassidus only 6 times throughout the winter. On Shabbos HaGodol, the Tzemach Tzedek said Chassidus in public, and it then became known that the Rebbe now permits Chassidim to come to Lubavitch. For Lag BaOmer that year, approximately 40 minyanim of Urchim arrived, with the great Chassidim Rabbi Isaac Humler and Hillel Paritcher at their head. On the Shabbos before Lag BaOmer, the Rebbe said 3 maimorim, and the joy was incredible. That year, the last of the Bahab fasts fell out on Erev Lag BaOmer. However, the great Rabbanim present paskined that because of the great Simcha, the fast would be held only until Mincha, and then they would have the customary Suda. Due to the great joy, the day passed quickly, and the following afternoon, the Rebbe arrived for 2 hours, said a Maimer, and returned home. The Rashbats, also present at the Suda Shabbos in the home of Rebbetzin Rivka, then described the Lag BaOmer celebration of Tafresh Tes, which was the last time the Tzemach Tzedek went out to the fields. All the Chassidim who had arrived for Lag BaOmer went to the grounds of the Chassid Reb Shloime, who had been involved with the Lag BaOmer celebrations since the Mittel Rebbe became Rebbe. It was a joyous time for us. The elderly Chassidim, despite their age, danced with their tzitzis showing, and we, the Talmidim of the yeshiva, danced like rams. We then sat open-mouthed as we listened attentively to every word said by the Ziknei Chassidim. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Rebbe came, said Chassidus, and stayed for 3 hours. Before departing, he told us to sing Nigun Arba Bovis of the Alter Rebbe, during which he sat in deep dveikus with closed eyes and tears on his face. Upon concluding the Nigun, the Rebbe stood up, announcing that the schutz of the Baal HaYilulah should protect all Yidden. In unison, we all spontaneously cried out, Amen. The Rebbe smiled lightly and said, Amen, Kein Yehi Ratzon. After the Rebbe left, the Ziknei Chassidim, led by Reb Hillel, gathered to review the Maimer. They expressed their surprise that the Rebbe had asked for the Alter Rebbe's Nigun to be sung, and their worry regarding the Rebbe's parting words. On the following Monday, an urgent messenger came to Lubavitch with a letter from the printers in Zhytomyr, saying that the police had made an inspection regarding the recent printing of the Lokutei Torah, checked where copies had been sent, and had sealed all remaining copies in the press. They ordered the owner, a chosid, to appear for an investigation on Wednesday. The rumor spread quickly in Lubavitch, and the sons of the Rebbe hurried to hear the exact story from the Rebbe, for the story's details had twisted and grown during the one short hour it had spread. When they came, the Rebbe told them that the decree will be nullified. That Wednesday, when the printer came before the police, he was threatened and then arrested. However, on Thursday evening, he was set free, and on Friday, the Sfarim were released. On Lag BaOmer Tafshin Gimel, the first children's parade was arranged, and the Rebbe came out to speak. Suddenly, one of the windows of the Friedrich Rebbe's apartment opened, and people noticed the Friedrich Rebbe listening to what the Rebbe was saying. One of the Rebbe's family members asked the Friedrich Rebbe why he had stood near the window for so long, despite his weak health. The Friedrich Rebbe replied, "It is known that Rebbe Yitzchok Berditchev asked the Alter Rebbe why he had not included Veshomru in the Shabbos davening, if it causes a great yurid, a market tumult in Shomayim." The Alter Rebbe answered that one does not need to be at every yurid. The Friedrich Rebbe concluded, "However, in this yurid, the Alter Rebbe did participate." The Rebbe said, "It has been an age-old minog of Lag BaOmer to take the children out to the field where the meaning of the day would be explained to them, they would be given sweets, and would also play with bows and arrows. These Lag BaOmer activities should add in the chinuch of the children, causing them to shine in Torah and Yiddishkeit." There is a minhag on this day to light bonfires representing the light of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. People would purchase the schus of the bonfire lighting in Meiron and other places. The Rebbe Rashab purchased the lighting in Chevron a number of times. Many sing special piyutim which include praises of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rebbe said that the Rebbeim would have them in thought, although for some reason they did not sing them. The holy tzaddik Reb Mendel of Rimanov explains that this game of bow and arrow is played because no rainbow, which is a sign of Hashem's anger, was seen during the lifetime of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, for he protected the entire generation. Reb Mendel's Talmud, the tzaddik Reb Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, the Bnei Yisoschar, further explains this game according to what is written in Zohar, that an especially bright rainbow shows on the imminent revelation of the light of Mashiach. Being that this light is partially revealed in the Zohar, we play the bow and arrow. The Rebbe adds that the arrow, a weapon that can shoot an enemy from a distance, alludes to those matters of Kedusha which defeat the Yetzer Hara in advance, allowing the person to learn Torah successfully. This explains the special connection of the bow and arrow to the Talmidim of Cheder. At the parade in Tavshim Mem Gimel, the Rebbe said that the primary trait of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai from which we must learn is the learning of Torah in a manner of Teirosoi Umnosoi. Torah was his only occupation. The Rebbe explained that everyone should, in a similar manner, dedicate themselves entirely to Torah, so that even when doing other things, it is noticeable that one's profession is Torah. This is particularly relevant to children who have no other concerns to worry about. Another lesson we must take is to increase in Avas Yisrael and the learning of Pnimius HaTorah, which was revealed by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai.